Gmail Podcast, more searching tips.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. In one of the earlier shows, I covered some of the basics behind Gmail's powerful search feature. Now let me show you a few more tricks to help you become more efficient at finding stored mail items. By default, the search feature doesn't look in spam or trash. If you want to search for a word or phrase in all places, you can use the phrase in colon anywhere, all strung together. You can also search in several discrete locations such as trash or spam or inbox by using in colon inbox to limit your search just to the inbox, or if you want to search just the trash or spam folders, use in colon trash space capital O capital R space in colon spam. This is a good way to see if something accidentally got flagged as spam or caught by a filter that automatically moves things to the trash. You can also use the is colon prefix to check if a message is starred, read, or unread by saying something like is colon unread. If you have a lot of messages in your inbox, and there are many unread messages interspersed with the read ones, you can filter out the unread messages by combining the previous trick in colon inbox with is colon unread. You can also search for recipients in the CC or BCC fields by prefixing CC colon or BCC colon and the search word you're looking for. For example, if you want to find messages regarding interviews where I CC'd Craig, I would say label colon interviews space CC colon Craig. Finally, you can constrain your search to specific dates by using before colon and after colon. Be aware that the date needs to be in the format 4-digit year forward slash 2-digit month forward slash 2-digit day. If I know I sent Craig a message about astronomy in March, I would enter a search string like 2 colon Craig space after colon 2006/03/01 space before colon 2006/03/31 space astronomy. Here's today's Gmail quick tip. If you archive something, label it, or perform some other action on the conversation, you'll probably notice near the top of the screen in the center a message like, "Your conversation has been archived." Right next to that is a link to undo your action. Click on that and you'll be able to quickly undo what you just did. Unfortunately, this doesn't apply to sending a message or replying. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to frapper.com/gmail and let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. This show is a proud member of friendsintech.com. Join the discussions for all the member shows at forums.friendsintech.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.